And we're rolling right along here. Let's talk some baseball with Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Bordy, now this is a pleasure.
Hey, how are you, Steve? Good to hear from you, man.
What's going on? How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. Looking forward to a nice holiday weekend. Happy 4th to everybody.
Well,
hey, let me start with this. A fan called about 20 minutes ago and talked about Gunner's errors, which according to one stat I looked at, he's only got 7 at shortstop. Do you see progress there? Is he the long-term Oriole shortstop that we thought he was going to be?
Well, I think he's in the process of making the right adjustments. Now, Steve, Tony Manzalino, who's had him now for a number of years as his infield instructor and now manager, you know, year after year would constantly work with him on his internal clock, understanding the importance of knowing when you can get in front of a ball, understanding the speed of the ball, speed of the runner. And, you know, for the past couple seasons, we've seen and we're actually taken away by his athletic ability and some of the plays he can make. No other guy can make just because he's that talented. But inconsistencies came with his inability to recognize the right hop to attack. And I think now he's starting to get a feel for that. It looks like he's breaking down more on ground balls. He's getting a nice wide base. He's seeing the ball into his glove better. He just has a better rhythm out there. Now, it's still a little inconsistent for me, but for me, the fact that it's noticeable means that he's come a long way. He's not running through balls as much anymore. He has an understanding of ball security, if you will.
Well, and I told this caller, and again, I don't call the shots for the Orioles, as we know, but if I had access to Mike Bordick and Cal Ripken Jr. and Gunnar Henderson, I'd take you three gents, send you to the field in Sarasota in February and March, and school this kid in every tip you can. I think that would be a nice way to get this kid to, because he's playing, he's pretty good defender right now, Mike, but I think a little more polish, and I think guys like Bordick and Ripken might be able to do that.
Well, no doubt about it. And thanks for saying that. Cal is definitely the one because of his size and how he moved around. And you know what's kind of fun to watch? And we just saw the Rangers series, and Corey Seager is somebody that he should try to emulate every time he takes the field. He's a big shortstop, and he, in my opinion, is the best shortstop in the game. Just so smooth, athletic, effortless out there. And I think Gunner has that in him. And I think he's trying to find that. So it's going to be fun. It's been fun, obviously, to watch him develop here at the major league level and starting to swing the bat better.
Hey, Bordy, is it because of youth like Gunner, Couser, Holiday that they strike out so much?
Well, Vinny, I think it's part of the, just the way hitters are now. I think how they were brought up. The type of swings that they have learned over the years have led to more strikeouts. I think there are more holes in a hitter's game. Now, the velocity has increased. At least there are more guys that are throwing hard, that's for sure. And I think guys have gotten away from the more contact. Although, I liked how Gunner started early in the year using the whole field. He is very susceptible to the strikeout. Youth is definitely part of it, Vinny, but I think these guys will start to figure out the importance of getting that barrel on the ball, especially with 2 strikes, and hopefully they're able to make that adjustment, but it's got to be part of their philosophy, as an organization too, and I think teams that can adopt that or at least tell players to try to be more consistent in that regard will have more success.
Mike Bordick with us on Vinny and Haney on The Fan. So, Michael, what is going on with Sagano? What are you seeing these last few weeks? 7 starts, ERA 6.75. Other teams are teeing off on him, the home run ball. What can he do? He's a veteran pitcher, so he knows his game, obviously, to kind of get this thing back on track.
Yeah, this is, it really is a culture shock, right, for him. So making an adjustment to Major League Baseball, making an adjustment to major league hitters, the travel every fifth day, you know, spring training, the whole thing. And I'm not making excuses for him one bit. It's just, for him, it's failure to execute the pitches. And you hope, as a veteran pitcher, he has that ability inside of him to make those little subtle adjustments to be more consistent with his command. Because, you know, we knew coming in that his velocity might be the weak link. If he's going to get hit, it's because of lack of velocity nowadays. But he proved everybody wrong because of his ability to locate and mix pitches and have a, you know, an exceptional arsenal. And when his split finger is right, that's his swing and miss. But to get there, you got to set it up with some quality pitches. And here recently, he has just not been able to. I mean, last night it looked like his splitty was good, but wow, did he make some terrible mistakes up and out over the middle of the plate. And he just can't afford to do that. And you know, no major league pitcher could afford to do that. I don't care if you're throwing, you know, 98 or 91. If it's in the middle of the plate nowadays, it is getting whacked.
Unless you're Vasquez, right, Morty?
Hey, double play machine right there, baby.
Hey, Bordy, as a player, you know, like you're 12 games under, you're getting close to the trade deadline and stuff, and you know, you're human. So, and nowadays with all the social media and stuff, how do players act, respond? How do you go through something like that? Because you know they're hearing it from family, friends. Are you going to get traded? You know, how difficult is that to deal with?
Yeah, it's not easy, man, because, you know, these guys are really, these young players especially are realizing how much of a business this is. I mean, their manager gets, you know, fired during the season. They've been around guys that have gotten traded, new guys coming in. It's not easy, man, because when you put your hands together in spring training and you fight for that common goal, and then all of a sudden you just don't quite achieve it, you know, internally it's a big letdown. And then you see your buddies, the guys that you've sweated with and bled with and gone on the IL with, you know, getting traded and moved. It's hard, man. I mean, guys take it personally. I mean, this is such a human game. Absolutely, the emotions come into play. What I worry about are these guys, like, looking over their shoulder, man. Am I going to get traded? You want them to stay professional, meaning that, you know, it's okay to talk about it with your family and friends. It's okay to even think about it. But, man, when you show up to the field, your intent better be to make yourself better and help your team win that night, period. That's what it's got to be. I mean, there might be some talk about it in stretch or in the weight room, but when you cross the lines, man, if you're not ready to compete, you know, 100%, then, you know, you might want to go check out the violin or something like that. So, you know, that's what I hope, and I don't think they will get too distracted by that.
Mike Bordick with us on The Fan. Of course, you hear him here on BBT. And also now, Michael, I hear you mention it of podcast fame.
Yeah, podcast fame. Yeah, thank you for asking, Steve. Yeah, I get the Be More Baseball podcast with the great Jerry Coleman, and we've had some fun guests on, some really intriguing guests, if you ask me. Guys I've known, guys Jerry's known, and we've gone from big league managers like Tony La Russa. Last week we had Barry Levinson, the great, you know, director who's produced, you know, arguably one of the best baseball movies of all time, The Natural. And it was so much fun to talk to him. I mean, it's guys like him, right, that have shaped many of our lives, especially us that have watched movies and grew up in the movies, and he made so many great ones. So that was a lot of fun. And, yeah, the podcast is going good. We've had Kobe Mayo on just recently, and I think, oh, it's us. I think we got his bat going a little bit better, so hopefully he gets more playing time, but... yeah, the podcast is going great. Thanks for asking.
Man, I'd have spent an hour with him talking about Diner.
I know, right? What a movie. What an unbelievable movie at a start for all those guys. Barry Levinson was the young director, and the whole, you know, cast was just all the young superstars that went on to great fame.
Yeah, about Baltimore, the Fells Point Diner, of course.
Yeah,
and
right?
So, incredible. I mean, you're right. That was his great start to a career that's gone very well. Well, Mike, you've had a pretty nice career, still going strong in podcasting and radio and other aspects. So appreciate you taking time today, Bordy.
Thanks, Bordy. Have a good fourth, buddy.
Hey, Vinny, thanks so much. Thank you, Steve. I'll talk to you guys later.
You got it.
Look forward to that. Mike Bordick with us here on The Fan. Vinny and Haney's show coming up. Fun house. News from the Nest at the top of the hour. We'll talk some Ravens and football with the Vinny or Buy or Sell segment, NFL Lunch, AL East Report. Mike Harmon will join us late in the show today. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.